Today's shiur will be Mesichta Menachos Daf Tes Vav. We will start 12 lines from the bottom of Yudalad Amud Beis. And the Gemara here is in the middle of trying to answer a stira that we found, a contradiction that we found between two braises. In one braise it said that if a person had in mind b'shas shechted the korban to eat half a kazayis of the meat chutzlis mana in the wrong time, and then the shasi sprayed the blood on the mizbeach, which is another avodah, he had in mind to eat another chotizayis outside of its time. Now we know that if you have a mind to eat a half a kazayis outside of its time, it doesn't become pigul. The only time it becomes pigul if you have a mind to eat a complete kazayis. So here the truth is he had in mind to eat a complete kazayis, but he divided it into two. B'shas the shchita he had in mind to eat a half a kazayis, and b'shas the zrik he had in mind to eat another half a kazayis. So one braisa said that we do combine the two avoiders, and therefore it is pigul. And the same thing according to another braisa is by kabbalah v'heilacha. And if he had in mind b'shas kabbalah sadam and he received the dam, he had in mind to eat a half a kazayis outside of its time. And b'shas the heilacha sadam when he carried the blood, he had in mind to eat another chotizayis chutzlis manay. So also the other braisa says in that case it's also pigul. But the Gemara asks that we find in another braisa that Levi learned that the four avoiders are not mitzvahs. And the Gemara answered that one is according to Rebbe and one is according to Rabbanon, because we find that Rebbe holds if you shech one of the two kvasim that you bring on Shavuot, which are matir the shtei halechem, the two breads on Shavuot. So if you shech one of the kvasim with the intentions of eating one of the lechem, one of the chalos chutzlis manay, then you shech the other keves with the intentions of eating the other lechem chutzlis manay, so Rebbe says that it's kosher. So we see that Rebbe holds you do not combine the two, because both kvasim together make up a matir. And since he says that when you have in mind one challah by one kevet, and concerning the other challah by the other kevet, you don't combine the two. So we see that the Rebbe's opinion is that you do not mitzaref two things together. So that's why probably Rebbe holds that the four avoiders are not mitzaref. And therefore the one place where it says that if you have in mind concerning a half a kazayis by the shchita, and concerning a half a kazayis by the zriki, they are not combined, that goes according to Rebbe. The other braisa words that you do combine it, that goes according to the Rabbanon who argue on Rebbe. But then Abai asked the Shaila that how can we prove that Rebbe holds this din in this case too? The case of Rebbe was where he had in mind by a half a matir concerning half of achila. He had in mind by one kevis, which is a half a matir, because both kvasim together make up a complete matir. Since he had in mind by one kevis to eat one chala chutzlis manay, so he had in mind by a chotzi matir concerning a chotzi achila, by half a matir concerning half of the eating, then by the other half a matir concerning the other half of the eating. That's what Rebbe said, it's not combined. So how do we know that the same thing would be by a kule matir and chotzi achila? That in the case where he had in mind either chotzi zayis by the shchita and chotzi zayis by the zrika, it's also not combined. Here it's different, because the shchita is a complete matir in itself, and the zrika is a complete matir in itself. So maybe where he had in mind a chotzi achila, because it's only a chotzi zayis in each, so in each case it's a chotzi achila, but it's by a complete matir, maybe there Rebbe holds that we do combine the two, and it is pigul. So Rav Avachonin said to Abaye, I'll prove to you that Rebbe does not hold there it's pigul, because if Rebbe would hold by a complete matir and chotzi achila it's pigul, then he should make a gzera that by a chotzi matir and chotzi achila it should at least be possible. Since he says that in the case where he had in mind by the shchit of one keves to eat one chala chutzlis manay, and by the keves, the second keves, he had in mind the other chala. So he said it's kosher, not only is it not pigul, but it's kosher. Obviously, he doesn't make exeda. In that case, should be at least possible because of the other cases that ayah that he holds by a complete matir with chotzi achila is also not pigul. Because if by a complete matir and chotzi achila he would hold it pigul, so then by a chotzi matir and chotzi achila he would at least say that it's possible. As we find that the other tanoim do that, and the Gemara proved that Rabbi Yossi does it, because Rabbi Yossi holds that if you take off the koimitz of a mincha with the intentions of being maktir de levoina chutzlis manay, so the Mishnah said Rabbi Yossi holds that it's possible and not pigul. Why does he hold it possible? L'chura, since it's not pigul, because as the Gemara explained earlier, because he holds a matir mefagel as a matir. You can't make a matir pigul with the intentions you had at the time of a matir. So since the taking off of the koimit is a matir, the haktar of the lavoine is a matir mefagel as a matir. So since he holds it's not pigul, so it shouldn't be possible at all. Why does Rabbi Yossi hold it possible? So obviously, because he makes a gzeira that in another case where it is pigul, people will make a mistake and think that it's not pigul. Because Rabbi Yossi is moided, the Mishnah says that if you take off the koimitz with the intentions of being maktir the koimitz, kutlus mana, it is pigul. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi says that if you take off the koimitz with the intentions of being maktir the levoina, at least it's possible. Because if he's going to say that in the case of the levoina, it's kosher, people will make a mistake in the case of the koimitz also. So he makes a gzeira by the kavana you have at the time of the koimitz concerning being maktir the levoina. He makes a gzeira there, also the case where he takes up the koimitz with the intentions of being maktir the koimitz. So we see that you do make a gzeira in a similar case, that if in the stricter case you hold the spiegel, so in a lower case you make a gzeira. The Rebbe should have made a gzeira too. And then the Gemara continues that we find that the Rabbanan also do that. But Rabbanan Namagos, we find that the Rabbanan also made such a gzeira, that in a case where really it's not spiegel, then they say it's possible because of the gzeira. None, because we learn later in the Mishnah, pigul bekoimet v'leibul v'ayna, if he had in mind the shas, he was makti the koimet. He had in mind to eat the leftovers chutlus manoi, but he didn't have that same thing in mind b'shas he was makti the levoina, or b'levoina v'leib bekoimet. He had this in mind when he was makti the levoina, but he didn't have this in mind when he was makti the koimet. The mayor, I met a mayor, says pigul, it is still pigul v'chayov and olav kodesh, you're a chayiv kodesh. The Chachamim say, "Ein by koras achi yifagel b'chol matir." There is no koras, which means it's not figel, unless you have the intentions of figel by the whole matir. The Rabbanan hold ein yifagelim b'chotzi matir. Since what is matir the shirai in the leftovers, the haktora of the koimet and the haktora of the levoina. So each one of the two is called a chotzi matir. So the Rabbanan hold that if you have in mind the machshav of figel only by half of the matir, it doesn't become figel. Unless you have in mind by the whole matir. So which means that if you would have in mind b'shat your makti the koimet and b'shat your makti the levoina to eat the shirayim chutzus manah, then it would be figul. And a mayor holds that you could make it figul by chotzi matir. And even though the Rabbanan hold it's not figul, nevertheless the Rabbanan say there is no koras, means there is no figul, but nevertheless it is possible. Now the question, why should the Rabbanan say it's possible? Obviously, because they make a gzeira. And they say that we're gzeira in the case where you had in mind by a chotzi matir, or to the case where you had in mind by the complete matir. So here too we see that if in a stricter case, the din is at spiegel, so in a lower case, even though really it shouldn't be possible at all, we make a gzeira. So the same thing would be according to Rebbe. That if Rebbe would hold that you have in mind by the shchita to eat a chotzi zayis chutzus manai, and you have in mind by the zrikir to eat another chotzi zayis chutzus manai, which means that you had in mind by a complete matir, because each one of the two is a complete matir, you had in mind concerning a chotzi achila, if Rebbe would hold that it's spiegel there, then in the case where you have in mind by a chotzi matir concerning a chotzi achila, Rebbe should at least say it's possible. Since Rebbe says that if you shech one of the kvotzim of shvuas with the intentions of eating one of the chalos chutzus manai, and then if you shech the other keves with the intentions of eating the other chalos chutzus manai, Rebbe says not only is it not pigul, but it's kosher, obviously he doesn't make a gzeira by the case of chotzi matir and chotzi achila, or to the case of a complete matir with chotzi achila. Now why doesn't he make the gzeira? Is that I probably that he holds that even by a complete matir with chotzi achila, it is not pigul. So here we have a raya that he holds that even in that case it's not figul. So therefore, when we said before that who's the one that said the braisa where it says that the shchita and the zrikya are not combined, it must be Rebbe. Omar leis Abaye said to him, Hochi hashta, how can you compare the two? How can you bring a raya from Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan that they make a gzeira? So Rebbe in this case should also make a gzeira. You can't compare the two cases. Because Vishlai Mahasa Mail over there goes out of Yossi, Rabbi Yossi makes a gzeira of koimet the levoina or the koimet the mincha. The gzeira is that if you have in mind the shas you take up the koimet to be maktir the levoina chutzlus manoi, they make the gzeira also in the case where you had in mind to be maktir the koimet chutzlus manoi. Now both are very similar, because here you had in mind to be maktir the koimet of the levoina, the handful of the levoina chutzlus manoi. So people will confuse the koimet of the levoina with the koimet of the mincha itself. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi feels that in the case where you are intending to be makti the koimet of the levoina chutzlus manoi, we have to make a gzeira also in the case where you intend to be makti the koimet of the mincha, because they're similar. And the same thing with the Rabbonon, when they make the gzeira that if you had in mind the shas you were makti the koimet, you had in mind to eat the shirayim chutzlus manoi, they say it's possible even though you didn't have in mind the same thing when you were makti the levoina. And the same thing when you were makti the levoina with this intention. and you didn't have the intentions, the shasi were also makti the koimitz. Still, it is possible we understand why they make a gzeira. Why? Goz the koimitz or the koimitz the minchas koitet. When you had this kavone at the time when you were makti the koimitz without having this kavone, when you were makti the levoine, there is a gzeira or to in a case where there is no levoine. Minchas koitet doesn't have levoine. So by minchas koitet, the haktorah of the koimitz is a complete matir. And in that case, if you had in mind the shas you were makti the koimit, you had the machshav of pigul, it does make it pigul. Because then it's not a chotzi matir, it's a complete matir. So since we find a case where the haktorah of the koimit is a complete matir, which would make it pigul, so in the case where it is not a complete matir, you make a gzeira, or to the case where it's a complete matir, because it's very similar. There you are makti the koimit, and here you are makti the koimit. And there it does make it pigul, so that Rabbanan made a gzeira, and here it should also be pigul. And the same thing, ulavoyne, or to lavoyne habobe bezichin. Same thing, if you have in mind the machshava of pigul only at the time when you're makted the lavoyne, so the reason they make a gzeira is because there is a case where you are only makted lavoyne, and it is a complete matir. That is, the lavoyne of the bezichin, of the two spoons that lay on the shulcha by the lechem upon him, and there you are makted just the lavoyne. And if you have in mind, bishas you are makted that lavoyne, concerning the lechem upon him, then you had in mind by a complete matir, because by the lechem upon him there is no matir of a koimitz, there is only the levoina. So since there is a case where the levoina by itself is a complete matir, and the machshava would make it pigul, the rabbona make exeda in regular minchas where the levoina is only a half a matir, they make exeda there, or to the case of a levoina where it's a complete matir. And the same thing, kvosim name keves or the keves chaveret. The case in the later Mishnah where the chachamim say that he shechted one keves with the intentions of eating the chalais chutz l'zmanoi. So the chachamim say there too that this is possible and not pigul. And the reason is because since you had this kavana only b'shas the shechit of one keves, it's only a chotzi matir, and eim ufagum b'chotzi matir. And nevertheless, they say it is possible, even though it is not pigul. And the reason is, as we understand, because we're afraid you might do it when you shech the other keves. So we understand why the Chachamim should make a gzeira there. Because they make a gzeira one keves because of the second keves. And the same thing is bozoch or the bozoch haveret. If you had in mind to eat the lechem upon him in the wrong time, bishati were makter one of the shnei bozichim, one of the two spoons of levaina, the Chachamim there too say that it's possible not pigul. And the reason is why it's not pigul is because each bozoch is only a chotimati. And since you had this kavon, bishati were makter one bozoch, you had the kavanah by a chotzi matir, and name of fagum a chotzi matir. And nevertheless, they say it's possible. And the reason is understood because they make gzeira by one bozoch or to the other bozoch. Because if you're going to allow it in the case where you had this machshava by one bozoch, we might be afraid that if you're going to have the machshava by the second bozoch, which is exactly like the first, people will think it's also okay. So there is a reason in all these cases why we should make gzeira. But in this case where we said a Rebbe should make a gzeira of a chotzi matir and chotzi achila otu, a complete matir with chotzi achila, mi iki chotzi matir and chotzi achila ba'omer, is there another case where you have a chotzi matir and chotzi achila where it is pigul? The leikum v'ligzeira, we should make a gzeira here. We only make a gzeira in a case where we have a similar case where it's pigul. But here, since we have no case where a chotzi matir and a chotzi achila is pigul, so there is no reason for Rebbe to make a gzeira in this case. And b'meile, we have no raya that Rebbe holds that by a complete matir and a chotzi achila should be pigul. Our whole raya was from the fact that Rebbe says by a chotzi achila and chotzi matir that it's not even possible. Is a raya that he holds that by a complete matir and chotzi achila it's not pigul. But now that we said that in this case there is no reason to make a gzeira, so maybe taki he holds that by a chotzi matir and chotzi achila it's not even possible, but by a complete matir and chotzi achila maybe it is pigul. So we have no raya. Then the Gemara says, "Hachanam mistavre." We also have a svara. The logic also tells us that the time of the rabbanan mishim hachavu, that the reason of the rabbanan is because of this. That the reason of the rabbanan why they do make exeira is not because they just make exeira stam. The reason is because we find a similar case where it is pigul, and that's why they make the exeira because of that case. Because the Ketanah Seif, it says in the Seif of the Mishnah, that Moedin Chachamim L'Rav Meir, L'Chachamim Edmit L'Rav Meir. And even though they hold that by a regular mincha, if you have in mind, Bishas, you are Makti the Koimet, to eat the Shirayim Chutuz Manoi, it doesn't become Pigul, because being Makti the Koimet is only a Chotzi Matir. Because you also have Lavoina, but they're Moedin the Minchas Choyte, Minchas Kanoes, She'im Pigul the Koimet, She'im Pigul the Chayovin Aleo Kores, that if you had the intention of Bishas, you are Makti the Koimet, by a mincha kreuter, a mincha v'chata, and also the mincha v'soiter. That there, if you have in mind b'shas yom matzir koyim mitzidu shirayim chutz manoi, it is pigul. Why? Sha'koyimitz hu amati, because there the koyimitz is the only matzir. So koyimitz is not a chotzi matzir, but a complete matzir. That's what the Mishnah says. So therefore, the chachamim admit in that case. But the question is, halom alila misne klal? Why does the Mishnah have to say this at all? Pshita, it's certainly true. Miike matzir achrin? Is there another matzir? We all know that there is no other matzir by a minchas chotzi and minchas kanoyes. So why do they have to say it clearly that in this case they do admit that if you had this machshava by doctor of the koyim, it is pigul? Certainly it's pigul. This is the only matzir. Elolav, isn't it because hokum ashmalan? This is what they want to tell us, that the time at the koymet, the reason why they say that if you had in mind the shah doctor of the koymet, at least it's possible, even though it's not legal because it's a chotzi matir, but at least it's possible. So they want to give the reason. Why do they say at least it's possible? Because the gzeira mishum the ikir koymet the minchas koyte the damila, because there is another place, a koymet of minchas koyte, which is similar to this korum. And over there, the din is that it does become figal, because it's an only matir. But because we find a similar case where it's figal, that's why they make the gzeira here, they say it's possible. So we see that when do you make a gzeira? Only when we find a similar case where it's figal. And therefore, it is no raya. And the fact that Rebbe holds that in the case of choti matir and choti achila, that it's kosher, is no raya. That he holds that in the case of a complete matir and choti achila, it is pigul. Because maybe it is not pigul there either. And the reason he doesn't make a gzeira by a choti matir and choti achila, because we don't find anywhere where a choti matir and choti achila should be pigul. And now we will continue with the Mishnah. Mishnah says, mitmas achas minachalois, if one of the two chalois of the shtei alechem of Shavuot became tomei, or achas min hasdorim, or one of the dorim of the lechem upon him, one of the rows of the lechem upon him, became tomei. Rabbi Yehuda says, shneim yetzu lebeis hasreifo, they both have to be burned. Since one of them is tomei, so automatically the other one is not usable either. Shein korban tzibur choluk, because there's no such thing as dividing a korban tzibur. Now, since they are all like one korban, so part of it became tomei, so the whole thing is not usable. The Chachamim say, "Hatomei b'tumosei." The one that is tomei is tomei. The hator the yochel. The one that's toyer could be eaten. In other words, the fact that the other one became tomei doesn't affect this one, and this one remains toyer. The Gemara says, "Omer Rabbi Lozer said, Machloikis. The Machloikis in this Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is only lifnei zrikis. It's only if it became tomei before the sprinkling of the blood. In the case of the chalos, it means that it became tomei before they sprinkled the blood of the Shnei HaKvasim. And the case of the Zdorim of the Lechem Aponim, it means that it became tomei before they were makriv the Bezich HaLevoina. Because by the Lechem Aponim, the Bezich HaLevoina are parallel to the Zrikis Adam of the Kvasim concerning the Shtei Alechem. So here we have the Machloike, that if they became tomei before the Zrike, so then Rabbi Yehuda says that they both have to be burned, and the Chachomim say not. But if it became tomei after the zriki of the dam of the kvosim, or by the case of the lechem upon him, it became tomei after they were maktir, the bazichin, the vrahakel, everyone agrees, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, that hatomei betumosei, the one that's tomei stays tomei, but hatoyer yochel, the one that is toyer, could be eaten. Because after the zriki, everything was done properly, now it became tomei, so now whatever is tomei, and whatever is not tomei could be eaten. The lifnei zriki b'may pligi, and the machloika that they have before the zrike, if it became tomei before the zrike, what is the reasoning behind their machloika? Omar Rapapa said, tzitz meratze al achilois kamiflegin, whether the tzitz forgives for achilois. We know that the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead used to be meratze, used to forgive if part of a korban was done betume. So still the korban would be kosher because of the tzitz. But the shaila is, does this mean that the tzitzis meratze only apply concerning those things that have to go on the mizbeach, the oilin, or even concerning the achilas? And that is a machloikis. Rabbonin sovre, the Rabbonin hold, hatzitz meratze al achilas. The tzitz forgives also concerning if something that the koyanim have to eat became tamei. It doesn't mean that the tzitz would make it so that even though it became tamei, the koyanim could eat the thing that became tamei. That is definite, that whatever became tamei is tamei. But the question is, do we say that since part of it became tamei, so b'meila, the whole korban is not kosher, and therefore you couldn't even sprinkle the blood? So they say no, that whatever is tamei is tamei, but the tzitz forgives enough that the fact that part of the food that the koyim have to eat became tamei doesn't affect the rest, And the korban bechlal remains a kosher korban. And therefore, you're able to sprinkle the blood. And therefore, the Rabbanan say that even though one of the chalos became tameh before they sprinkled the blood, the tzit is meratzeh, and the shtei halechem is still considered kosher shtei halechem, and therefore you're still allowed to go ahead with the korban and sprinkle the blood of the kvasim. So even though, as we said before, the lechem, the one challah that became tameh, you cannot eat, but nevertheless, it doesn't affect the whole korban. But Rabbi Yehuda says, ein hatzit meratzeh al achilas. The tzit is not meratzeh for achilas. It only forgives in the case of those things that have to go on the mizbeach. That if it became tameh, the rest of the korban is still kosher. But when it comes to tumah of the food that is supposed to be eaten, that part of the korban, the tzit is not meratzeh. And therefore, since part of the food became tameh, that makes the whole korban possible, and therefore you are not allowed to go ahead and sprinkle the blood. Therefore, if you hold that if one of the challahs became tameh before the zrike, you cannot use that korban at all, the whole korban is possible. How can you say that is the machloikis? Concerning those parts of the korban that have to go on the mizbeach, where everyone agrees that if part of it became tameh, it doesn't affect the rest of the korban because the tzit is meratzeh. As you yourself said, the whole machloikis is concerning oichlin, if it's meratzeh only also for those parts that you have to eat. But concerning the part that go on the mizbeach, everyone agrees that the tzit is meratzeh, upligya, nevertheless we find a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So obviously the machloikis here is not based on the fact whether the tzit is meratzeh for achilas, because we see in the case of oilin were definitely a tzitzis maratzah, and nevertheless there is a machloikis. It's tanya, because we're in a braise, nitma echad min abezichin, if one of the spoons of levoina from the lechem aponi became tamei, and that spoon of the levoina is definitely a oile, it is not something that is eaten, it goes on the mizbeach. So if it would be connected to the tzitz being maratzah, the tzitz definitely would be maratzah according to everybody. And nevertheless, we learn that if one of the two bazichim became tamei, Rabbi Yehuda says, shneihem yo'aseh betumeh, you could make them both betumeh. Lifi she'ein korban tzibur choluk, you can divide between the korban tzibur. Even though one of the two became tamei, nevertheless, you could be makter them both together, which means you could even touch one to the other, and be makter it that way. And the reason is, because he says, you cannot divide in the korban tzibur, and therefore they both go together. If one of them is tameh, automatically the other one is also considered like it's being tameh. And nevertheless, you're allowed to be makter it, because we know that tumah tchuyah betzibur, that when it comes to a korban tzibur, we disregard the fact that it's tameh. Because the tzibur, the fact that this is a korban tzibur, pushes away the tumah. So therefore, you could be makter them both together, even though they're tameh. But the Chachamim say, the one that's tamei is tamei, and the one that's toyer is toyer, and you can't mix them together, you can't be metamei the one that's toyer. But in the meantime, we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that since ein korban tzibur choluk, you could be metamei them both together. Now, if we're going to say that this is connected to the fact that tzitz is meratzeh, and the reason in our Mishnah why he holds that they are both no good is because the tzitz is not meratzeh because it's oichlin. But in this case, where it's not oichlin, but it's oilin, it's things that goes on the mizbeach, so definitely the tzit is maratze. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, everyone agrees the tzit is maratze by oilin. So since the tzit is maratze, so the one that is toher remains completely toher. The tzit is maratze, so the one that's tomei became merutze, and it has no effect on the one that's toher. So how can Rabbi Yehuda say that you're allowed to touch the toher to the tomei when you're going to make something which is toher, make it tomei? If it's not connected to the tzitz being meratzeh, then we say that since it's one korban, as the Loshni says, that you cannot divide in the korban tzibur, so it's one korban, so part of the tameh, the other one is considered tameh also. So that's why he says you can be makir them both together. The reason you could be makir is because tumat choyeh betzibur. But the reason you could be makir them together is because it's one unit, one korban, and that's why it's considered tameh anyway, so you might as well be makir of it together. But if we're going to say that the reason is because the tzitz is not meratzeh, that's why he says in our Mishnah that they are both tameh, both possible. And in this case, where the tzitz is meratzeh, so then they don't become both tameh. So why does he hold that you could be makter them together? Is that ayah that according to him, it has nothing to do with the tzitz. And the reason he says that they are both together is because, as he uses the lashon, ein korban tzibur cholik, you can't divide it in a korban tzibur. And that must be the reason of our mishnah also. And the reason is because it's a korban tzibur, you can't divide, but nothing to do with the tzitz. And also did Rav Asher say, Toshma, come in here. We learn that Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Afilu shevet echot tamei, v'chol ha-shvatim tohirin. Even if one shevet is tamei, and all the shvatim are tohir, this refers to Erev Pesach. On the 14th of Nisan, when you have to bring the Korban Pesach, so the din is that you have to be tohir. If a person is tamei, he can't bring the Korban Pesach, he waits for Pesach Sheni, for the 14th day of Iyar, and then he brings the other Korban Pesach, which is called the Pesach Sheni. But this din only applies if individuals are tamei on Erev Pesach. But if the majority of the Yidden are tamei on Erev Pesach, so then you bring the Korban Pesach even betumeh, because tumeh tchuyeh betzibur. But Yehuda holds that even if one shevet was tamei, and all shvatim were tohed, yaseh betumeh, you could make it betumeh. If she'ein korbonah is tzibur cholok, you can't divide it in a Korban Tzibur. And the Korban Pesach is considered like a Korban Tzibur. And since one shevet, according to the Ikra Kohol, is already called the community, so it's considered as if the community is tamei, so then you could make it all betumeh, because it's all one Korban Tzibur, and it's allowed to be made betumeh, because one shevet is called a kohol, since it's allowed to be made betumeh, so then you could even have the rest connected and together with this one that is made betumeh. Now the question is, hocha here, my tzitz meratze, what kind of tzitz could be meratze? Because the Dini that Tosfos explains, that tzitz could only be meratze when the object became tamei, but not if the person was tamei. So in this case, where the people were tamei, it has nothing to do with the tzitz is not meratze. The reason you're allowed to be makriv betumeh is because of the din of tumeh hutre betzibur. It has nothing to do with the tzitz. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that one shevet is called a tzibur, so that's why he holds you can be makriv betumeh. So we see here that he says that you can divide in the korbanos because it's a korban tzibur in a case where it has nothing to do with the tzitz. So we see that, not like Mr. Papa said before, that the reason he said you can't divide between the chalas, which is a korban tzibur, is because of the tzitz. Here we see it has nothing to do with the tzitz. Here, what kind of tzitz meratze ike is there? Why, another thing, Homer Ravina didn't even say, Toshma, come here, in our Mishnah itself, the Loshan is, Nitma asachas min hachalos, ayachas min hasdorim. If one of the chalas of the Shtei HaLechem of Shavuos became tamei, or one of the Zdorim, one of the rows of the Lechem Aponim became tamei, Rav Yehudoi, Mer Rav Yehuda says, Shneim Yetzel Beis HaSreifa, both have to be burned. Rav Yishein Korban Tzibur Choluk, because you can divide in the Korban Tzibur. The Chachomim Oimrim, and the Chachomim say, HaTomei B'tomosi, the one that's tamei is tamei. The Toher Yochel, the one that's Toher, could be eaten. The Imise, if it is true, as the Pope explained, that the Machloikis is based on the fact whether the Tzitz is Meratze for Oichel or not. So why does he give the reason? Because Ein Korban Tzibur Choluk, Lefi She'ein HaTzitz Meratze Al Achilas Meboyele. He should have said, because Tzitz is not Meratze Al Achilas. Rabbi Yehuda should have given his reason. Why does he hold that everything is burned? So he should have said, because the Tzitz is not Meratze for Achilas, so the whole Korban is possible. The whole thing is possible. Since he doesn't give that reason, but he gives the reason of Ichi Ein Korban Tzibur Choluk, so that proves that it has nothing to do with the Tzitz. But what is the reason? Elam Rabbi Yochanan said, Limud Aruch Ubifishal Rabbi Yehuda, this is an accepted din that was taught in the mouth of Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, it was a din that he had received in tradition. She Ein Korban Tzibur Choluk, you can't divide in the Korban Tzibur. And that is his reason. Since they both together are one Korban, if part of it is stomach, you can't eat the rest either. That was his din, but it has nothing to do with the Tzibur. And now we will continue with the next Mishnah. Mishnah says, HaToydah Mefagelas Es HaLechem, that the Toydah, which we know that the Toydah comes together with bread, that you have to bring the Behemah as a Korban, and then you have to bring 40 breads along with it. So he says, the Toydah makes the bread pigel. The HaLechem Einu Mefagelas HaToydah. And the bread would not make the Toydah pigel. Ketzat, what does that mean? Shochad Es HaToydah Lechem Memenu Lemochor. If he shechted the Toydah with the intentions of eating part of the Toydah tomorrow in the wrong day, he v'halechem ufogolim. So it, meaning the behemah, and the bread becomes pigul. Even though he didn't have any intentions concerning the bread, nevertheless, because he had the intentions concerning the Toydah itself, it makes the bread also pigul. That's the pshah, the Toydah is mefagel the lechem. If he shechted the Toydah with the intentions to eat from the bread the next day, he didn't have in mind concerning the Toydah itself, but he has in mind concerning the Lechem. So HaLechem Mefugel, the Lechem is Figel, but HaToydah Einem Mefugelis, but the Toydah is not Figel. The same din is HaKvosim Mefagelim Es HaLechem, the Kvosim, the two Kvosim that you bring on Shavuos, makes the Lechem, the Shtei HaLechem Figel, but HaLechem Einem Mefagelis HaKvosim, but the Lechem doesn't make the Kvosim Figel. Ketzat, for instance, what does that mean? If he shechted the kvosim, lechol mehen lemochor, to eat from them, for the meat of the kvosim tomorrow in the wrong day, heim v'alechem ufagolim, so they, the meat of the kvosim, and the lechem that comes along with the kvosim, is figul. But if he shechted the kvosim, lechol es halechem lemochor, he had in mind to eat the lechem the next day, but he didn't have in mind concerning the meat of the kvosim, halechem ufagol. The lechem is figul, but the kvosim meinim ufagolim, but the kvosim is not figul. And the Gemara says, my time, what is the reason? Why is it that if you have a mind concerning the Torah, automatically the Lechem is also Pigul? While if you have a mind concerning the Lechem, the Torah is not Pigul. And the same thing by the Kvasim. Eleme, if you're going to tell me, it is Bishum Rav Kahane because of what Rav Kahane said. The Omer Rav Kahane, Rav Kahane said, Minayin lelach me Torah, shenikru Torah. How do we know that the Lechem, the bread of the Torah in itself is called Torah? Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Ihikriv al Zevach HaToydah Chalais. It says you should be makriv on the Zevach HaToydah. On the korban of the Toydah, you should be makriv Chalais. So from this word is mashme that the Chalais are also Toydah. This is the Pasuk is saying, al Zevach HaToydah Chalais. That the Zevach HaToydah and Chalais are one. That the Chalais is also part of the Toydah. Because the Pasuk could have said, Ihikriv Chalais al Zevach HaToydah. That you should be makriv Chalais on the Toydah. Since it doesn't say that, it says you should be makriv on the Toydah, chalais is mashme, that the chalais are also part of the Toydah. And therefore, if you had in mind to eat the Toydah at the wrong time, automatically the bread is included. And that's why the din is that the Toydah is mefadal de lechem. But ihocha is so, if chename, the same thing, should be reversed. Since the Toydah and the chalais are one, the chalais is called Toydah, so when you have in mind to eat the chalais the next day, it should automatically affect the Toydah also, because the Chalas and the Toydah are one. But the Gemara says, Holei Kasha, this is no Kasha. Because Lechem Yikra Toydah. We know that the Lechem is called Toydah. But Toydah lo Yikra Lechem. But the Toydah is not called Lechem. Because the Pasuk just teaches us that the Chalas are also called Toydah. So therefore, when you have a mind to eat the Toydah Chutzlis Manoi, the word Toydah includes both. Because the Lechem is also called Toydah. On the other hand, if you have a mind to eat the lechem chutzlis manoi, it doesn't affect the Toydah, because we don't find that Toydah is called lechem. And therefore, you thought about the lechem, so you didn't think about the Toydah. Therefore, it doesn't affect the Toydah. So this could be a good reason concerning the Toydah and the lechem. But elo, but if so, ha diktone ha kvosim ufak lemis alechem. We learn that the same din applies to the kvosim of Shavuot, that the kvosim make the lechem pigul, but alechem in the mufak lemis kvosim. But the lechem does not make the kvosim pigul. Lechem heicha ashkechon the ikra kvosim. Where do you find the lechem is called kvosim? In the Mishnah, it seems that they both go together. The same reason applies to both. Now, if the reason by the Toydah is because the Pasuk tells us that the lechem is called Toydah, where do we find that the lechem, the chalais, by the case of the shtei lechem, is called kvosim? Since we don't find it there, so this din shouldn't apply to the case of the shtei lechem and the kvosim. And since we see that the din is there too, obviously there must be another reason. Ela, the reason is, hainya taima, this is the reason, because lechem glal Toydah. Lechem comes because of the Toydah. The ein Toydah glal lechem. The Toydah doesn't come because of the lechem. Which means, the main thing is the Toydah. The lechem is a tofel, a secondary to the Toydah. It comes as an extension of the Toydah. But not that the Toydah comes as an extension of the lechem. And the same thing is in the case of the shtei lechem de kvosim. Lechem glal de kvosim. The lechem come because of the kvosim. The kvosim are the korban, and the lechem comes as an extension of the kvosim. The ein kvosim glal lechem, but the kvosim doesn't come as an extension, as a tofel, a secondary to the lechem. And therefore, if you have a mind concerning the Toydah, since the lechem is an extension of the Toydah, so that affects the lechem also. But the lechem is also pigul. On the other hand, if you think about the lechem, since the Toydah is not an extension of the lechem, it doesn't affect the Toydah. And the same thing by the shtei lechem, the kvosim. That if you have a mind concerning the kvosim, since the kvosim is spiegel, it pulls along the shtei lechem also, because they come as an extension to the kvosim. On the other hand, if you have the machshava of spiegel concerning the shtei lechem, it doesn't pull along the kvosim, because the kvosim are not an extension of the lechem. And the Gemara continues the tzricha. The Mishnah has to tell us the din in both cases, because l'chura, the svara is the same in both cases. So the Mishnah could have told us the din by Toydah, for instance. We would have understood the same din as by the Kvasim. Or the Mishnah could have told us this din by the Kvasim, and we would have understood the same din by the Toydah. Why does it have to say both? So the Migamara says we need both. Because the Iashmin and Toydah, if it would just say by the din of Toydah, I would think, Hosam, only over there, there, the din is that if you have the machshava of pigel by the lechem, it doesn't affect the Torah, mishum deloy huskeku, zelo zebet nufa. Because the Torah didn't require them both to be put together by the tnufa. There is a din of tnufa by the Torah. You have to wave it. And there the din is that you don't have to wave the Torah together with the lechem. So we see that the lechem and the Torah really don't come together. So there it makes sense to say that if you had the machshava by the lechem, it doesn't affect the Torah. Aval kvosim, but in the case of the shtei kvosim, the huskeku zelo zebet nufa, that the Torah did require them to be put together by the tnufa. So aim, I would think, kimu fagel belechem, leaf leginami kvosim, that if you have the machshav of pigel by the lechem, automatically the kvosim are also pigel, because we see they're put together. Tricha, that's why the Mishnah has to tell us this din, also concerning the shtei kvosim. That nevertheless, since the lechem is an extension of the kvasim, and the kvasim not an extension of the lechem, therefore, if he had an achshava of pigul by the lechem, the kvasim don't become pigul. One might ask, so in that case, let the Mishnah just tell us the din by the kvasim and not by the toida. We would say just the opposite. We would say that only by the case of the kvasim, the din is, that if you have in mind pigul concerning the kvasim, it automatically makes the lechem pigul. It is because you have to put them together by tnufa. But by the Toido, since you don't have to put them together by Tnufa, maybe if you have the Machshava concerning the Toido, it doesn't affect the Lechem either. Just like when you have the Machshava by the Lechem, it doesn't affect the Toido. Maybe if you have the Machshava by the Toido, it doesn't affect the Lechem either. Why? Because we see that you don't have to put them together. So that's why we would think over there that if you have the Machshava by the Toido, it doesn't affect the Lechem. That's why the Mishnah has to tell us the Deen, also in the case of the Toido. So from here we see why we have to have this din in both cases. Then the Gemara continues, Boy minei Rav Elozer merav, Rav Elozer asked the shayla of Rav, Hashoich ades ha-toida lecho kazayis menu milachma lemochor, mahu, if he shechs the korban toida with the intentions to eat one kazayis from it and its bread tomorrow, which means half a kazayis from the meat of the toida and half a kazayis from the bread. So what is the din? And he explains himself, Leiv gulit toida loy meboyali. Whether the toida becomes pigul, I have no question. Why? It certainly does not become pigul. Because hashte kula milachma loy mifaglo. If the din is, as we know, that if you shech the toida with the intentions of eating a complete kazayis from its lechem, the toida does not become pigul. Mimeno milachma miboya. So certainly, if you had in mind just a half a kazayis of it with a half a kazayis of the lechem, certainly doesn't become pigul. If you have in mind a complete kazayis of the lechem, which definitely makes the lechem pigul, nevertheless, the meat of the toida doesn't become pigul, so here where it's only half a kazayis of the lechem, and a half a kazayis of the meat, it certainly doesn't become pigul. But kiko meboyeli, where is my question? Leiv gulei lechem. Whether the lechem becomes pigul? Do we say, mi mitstarfo toida leiv gulei lechem? Do we combine the fact they had in mind of a chotzi zayis of the toida? We combine that with a half a kazayis of the lechem, and the lechem becomes pigul, or loya, we don't combine it. Omar Leisei said to him, av bezu, in this case too, halechem efugul, the lechem is pigul, but hatoida ain't a mufugelus, and the toida is not pigul. In other words, we combine it to make the lechem pigul, but the toida itself is not pigul, as he said. And then he asked him, Vamai, but why do we say that? Leime kal v'chomer, why don't we say a kal v'chomer? And the kal v'chomer should bring out that the lechem should also not become pigul. And we should say like this. Ma hamefagel, ein mispagel. Here we have two things. We have the fact that he thought about the chotizayis of the toida, as we said, helps out that the lechem should become pigul. So the kavone concerning the chotizayis of the toida is called a kavone of mefagel, making something else pigul. So we're saying that if what makes the other thing pigul, ein mispagel, it itself does not become pigul, as we said, that it makes the lechem pigul, it is combined with the chotizayis of the lechem, so the lechem becomes pigul, but it itself does not become pigul. So we see that what makes something else pigul, it itself does not become pigul. So if so, habol lefagel v'loy pigul, so what comes to be mefagel, what tries to make pigul, and doesn't succeed in making pigul, ein din shelo yispagel, certainly it itself should not become pigul. Which means, let's look at the lechem. The lechem is trying to make the toida also pigul, because the lechem is a half a zayis, together with a half a zayis of the toida. So the machshove concerning the lechem is trying to make the toida pigul. Nevertheless, it didn't succeed in making it pigul. Now, if it didn't succeed in making that pigel, certainly it itself should not become pigel. Because from the fact that the toida makes the lechem pigel and not itself, shows that to make something else pigel is easier than to make itself pigel. Now, if it cannot make something else pigel, which is the easier thing, certainly it itself will not become pigel. That's what we see from the toida, that since the toida could make the lechem pigel, nevertheless it itself doesn't become, so it chose to make something else pigel is easier than becoming itself pigel. Now, if so, the lechem which tries to make the toida pigel doesn't succeed, so the lechem cannot make the toida pigel, and since making something else pigel is easier than yourself, and if he can't even make something else pigel, so certainly it itself should not become pigel. And that's his question. How can you say in this case that the lechem does become pigel and the toida not, if the toida doesn't become pigel, which means that it makes the lechem pigel not itself, so the lechem which tries to make the toida pigel and doesn't succeed, certainly your lechem should not become pigel. But then the Gemara asks, but do we really make such a kind of a kal v'chomer? But Tanya didn't learn in the Braise. There's a story with a person, and he planted with seeds the vineyard of his friend while it was in the budding state. And the din is that you're not allowed to plant seeds in a vineyard. And he did it, but he put it into the friend's, someone else's vineyard. The story came to the Chachomim, and they said that the seeds that were planted are osir. They tiru es akfan, and they allowed the vine. Now how could they do that? Why don't we say it's a kal v'chomer? The same kal v'chomer as we said before. The one that makes something else osir, which means the vines which make the seeds osir. Nevertheless, they themselves did not become osir. So it means that to make something else osir is easier than to make yourself. So habo leser v'lo osir. So the seeds that came to osir, the seeds are trying to osir the vines and didn't succeed in osiring, and the din shelo is osir. So certainly that the seeds themselves should not become osir, because it's easier to osir something else than yourself. So if you cannot osir the other thing, certainly you're not osir yourself. So why don't we say the same kal v'chomer here, and even the seed should not become osir, and nevertheless we don't say it. So that proves that we don't use such a logic. But the Gemara says, Hoch Ashta, what kind of comparison is it? Hosam over there in the case of the Zeroyim and the Kerem, Kanvus, Veluf, Osra Torah. And in addition to the five types of grain, the Torah only made forbidden two things, hemp and arum, only these two things. But Shar Zeroyim, other seeds, Midrabonon Udasir, are only Osra Midrabonon. In other words, we're only dealing in this case with an Isim Midrabonon. Now, if it's an Isim Midrabonon, it's up to the Rabbonon to decide what is Osir and when it's Osir. So therefore, Haidovet Isura, the one that planted the seeds, he is the one that did the Isur Konsur Rabbonon. So the Rabbonon fined him and said that his seeds are Osir. Haidovet Isura, the person who owns the vines, he did not do any Avera, Loi Konsur Rabbonon. The Rabbonon did not come and did not fine him. So that's why over there we don't say this kalu chaymer, because we're only talking about Isur Rabbonon. But in this case of the lechem and the toido, leme kalu chaymer, let's say this kalu chaymer. In other words, here maybe we do use this logic, and we can't prove from the case over there that we don't use such a logic. This was the way we learned before, that the question was asked concerning the toido and the lechem of the toido. And the answer he gave was concerning the toida and the lechem of the toida. And then the question was asked, why don't we use the logic of a kal v'chomer? And the answer was that we find that we don't use that logic. And on that we answer that over there it's no raya. But ike demasna lo akvosim. Some say that this whole thing was learned not concerning the toida and the lechem of the toida, but was learned concerning the kvosim. That voim enei Reb Elozer mirav, Reb Elozer asked the question of Rav. Hashoyecha des akvosim lecho kazayit mehenu melachmon. Mahu, adikishev the kvosim, with the intentions of eating a kazayis, one kazayis, of it and its lechem, chutlut manui, meaning a chotizayis of it and a chotizayis of the lechem. But he had in mind one kavana of eating one kazayis of both combined. What is the din? And he explained, levguli kvosim loikam reboyeli. Whether the kvosim become pigul, I have no shaila. Definitely it doesn't become pigul. Because hash the kulay melechem, loy mefagle, madach, if he has the kavana, bishati shech the kvosim, to eat a complete kazayis only from the lechem, which makes the lechem pigul. Nevertheless, the kvosim don't become pigul, mihenu milachma meboya. So certainly, if he didn't have a kavana to eat a complete kazayis from the lechem, his kavana was to eat the kazayis from them and the lechem together. So certainly, the kvosim don't become pigul. Hikam meboya, what is my question? He said, leave guli lechem. Whether the lechem become pigul. And the question is, mi mitzarfe kvasim liv guli lechem? Do we say that the kavana he had concerning the kvasim are combined with the kavana of the lechem, and it makes the lechem pigul, since it's a kavana of a kazayis from both? So we combine the kavana concerning the kvasim together with the lechem, and the lechem becomes pigul, or loy or not, or we don't combine it, and therefore even the lechem doesn't become pigul. Omer Leisi said to him, av bezu here too, halechem efugul, the lechem is figul, v'hakvosim einam efugulim, and the kvosim are not figul. Just like the dinis, if you have kavane concerning the lechem only, the lechem is figul and the kvosim not, so in this case too, when he had in mind the kazayis of both, the kvosim is not figul, but the lechem is figul. But then we ask, why do we say that? The same as we said before, umah hamefagul, einam efugul, madoch, the kavane concerning the kvosim, the half a zayis of the kvosim, which is mefagel, makes the lechem pigel. Ein mefagel, it itself does not become pigel. In other words, to make it pigel, something else, is easier than to become pigel itself. So habo lefagel vele pigel. So therefore, the lechem, which tried to be mefagel, the kvosim, and didn't succeed, which means it didn't have the koyach of making something else pigel. Ein edin shelo yispagel. So certainly, it itself should not become pigel, because it's harder to become pigel itself than to make something else. And if this can't make the other thing pigel, so it can't become itself. And then the answer we gave is, do we say such a kavachomer? But Tanya didn't learn in the Braise. The story of the person who planted seeds in the vineyard of his friend, etc. And the Chachomim paskund that the seeds are osir, and the vines are mutter. Why is it in so? Why can't we say a kavachomer? Ma ha'oisir, ein aneser, madoch, the vine, which asa the zroyim, they themselves don't become osir. In other words, to make something else osir is easier than to become osir yourself. So habo leaser v'lo yosir. So the zroyim who tried to asir the vine and didn't succeed, and the din shelo yisaser certainly shouldn't become osir itself. And since the din is nevertheless that the zroyim are osir and the vines are not osir, is that ayah we don't say shekal v'chaymer. And the answer we gave was the same as before. Okay, hashta, what kind of comparison is it? Possum over there, canvas veluf of the Torah. The Torah only asked canvas veluf. Shars roim in the Rabbonin of the others roim are only awesome in the Rabbonin. So we're dealing here only with the Isud Rabbonin. So therefore, hide over the Isud Konsur Rabbonin. The one that planted the Zroim, he did the Aveda. So him the Rabbonin find, and they said his roim are Asur. The loyav of the Isud, the one that did not do the Isud, the one that owns the vines, didn't do anything wrong, loy Konsur Rabbonin, the Rabbonin did not find him, and therefore his vines are mutter. So that's why over there we can't say the kal v'chaymer, because it's Yisud HaRabbanon. Aval hocha, but here, leim e kal v'chaymer, let us say a kal v'chaymer. And the question remains, why don't we say a kal v'chaymer, and therefore, even the chalais should also not become pigul. And Mora explains, now, man, the masnula toida, the one that learned this whole discussion, considering the toida as we learned the first time, kolosh to nakvasim. Certainly, that the same question and the same thing would apply to the kvasim. The one that learned it concerning the kvasim, so it's only by the kvasim, but not by the Torah. Why? Kvasim, who the tnufa. Kvasim, since the Torah said that they both have to be put together for the tnufa, so therefore here we could say that the din is that if you had a mind for both together, the chalais will become pigul. Even though the only way it's pigul is if you combine the machshava of the half a zayis of the kvasim. Nevertheless, we do it. Why? Because the Torah combined the two. The Torah said that we have to make the tnufa together. But the Torah, did not combine them. The Torah didn't say that we have to make the tnufa together, the Torah with the lechem. So maybe here we don't combine both parts. And therefore, here we might be saying that even though he had in mind the kazayis of the Torah and the lechem, we will not combine the part concerning the Torah with the lechem, and therefore even the lechem will not become pigul. Mora continues, Reb Abba Zute Boiloch, Reb Abba this young, Reb Abba the small one, asked it this way. He said the question was like this. Boy, Reb Elozer asked the question of Rav as follows. Hashoich edes hakeves lechol kazayis mechaveiroi lemochor maho. If he shechs the keves, one of the kvosim, with the intention of eating a kazayis of his friend the next day, what is the din? We know the din is that if he has in mind b'shas shechs one keves, he has in mind to eat the kazayis of the other kevis in the wrong time. It doesn't become pigul, because ein matir, mefagel es hamatir. The question is, he didn't specify in his intentions that when he shechts the kevis, he means to eat from the other keves the next day. He just had in mind to eat mechaveiroi. Now, what does chaveiroi mean? Do we say chaveiroi keves mashme when he had in mind to eat mechaveiroi from the other one? He meant from the other keves, and loy mefagel, it's not pigul, as we said, that if you have in mind b'shavashchit of one keves to eat the other keves chutzlas man, it's not pigul. Or maybe lechem mashmir. When he says chaveiro, he means the other one. He means from the lechem. Umefagale, he will make the lechem pigul. Like we said, that if you have in mind b'shashishach the keves to eat the lechem chutzlas manu, the lechem is pigul. Now here, since he had in mind to eat mechaveiro from the other one, maybe he meant from the lechem, and therefore it would become pigul. Amalei said to him, "Nisu, we did learn it because we learned that shochat echad min akvosim lechem lemeni lemochar. If he shecht one of the kvosim to eat from it the next day." Who pigul v'chaveiroi kosher? It is pigul because he had in mind to eat from it the wrong time, so it's pigul. But chaveiroi, the other one is kosher. Lechol mechaveiroi, if he had in mind to eat mechaveiroi, to eat from the other one, lemocha the next day, shneim kshedim, they're both kosher. So here we see the Mishnah uses the lashon that he had in mind to eat mechaveiroi the next day. They're both kosher because we assume that chaveiroi means the keves. So we see that when you think chaveiroi, it means the keves, and therefore it is kosher, and the lechem is not even pigul. The Gemara says it's not right. Dilma, maybe what do we mean there? The parish va'omar chaveiroi keves. There we're talking in a case maybe where he thought the other one the keves. Taka doesn't mention clearly the word keves. The lashon there is he had in mind lechem chaveiroi lemochar, but maybe it is just teaching us. It's saying to us what he had in mind. He had in mind lechom chaveiroi. But what actually went through his mind was that he had in mind lechom from the chaveiroi, the keves. Maybe that's when we say it means only the keves, and therefore it's kosher. But our shaili is, if the words he had in mind were lechom chaveiroi, what is the deen? Do we say it means the keves and it's kosher, or do we say it means the lechem and then it's tikkun? Concerning what the Gemara said before, the story that this person planted seeds in the vineyard of his friend, and the Gemara says he planted it at the time when his vineyard was smothered, which means it was at the budding stage. And then the story came to the Chachamim, and they said that the Zroyim are Osir, and the Kfanim, the vines, are Mutter. So here the Gemara mentions that this happened at the time when the Kerem of his friend was smothered at the budding stage. The Rasha says that the reason why the Gemara mentions it is because this is the way the story happened. And therefore, the Gemara mentions it not because of any reason in Halacha or whatsoever that the Gemara wants to tell us that this happened at the time of smother. But Tosfos says that the Gemara mentions it because this is the way we understand that the reason the Chachomim were matir the Kfanim is because Ein Adam Oyser Dover Shein Shaloi, because somebody cannot aser something which is not his. Because if it would not be smadr, then we would think that the reason the Chachomim were matir the Kfanim was maybe for a different reason. Maybe the Kfanim, the vines, were ripe already 100%. So after he planted the Zroim, the Kfanim did not grow anymore. And the din is, when will it become klayim and become osir? Only if hoisif masayi. Only if 1/200th part got bigger, then we say that it becomes osir. But if, after you planted the zroim, it didn't grow anymore, then it doesn't become osir. So if the Gemara would not have mentioned that the story was that he planted the karam shechaveira when it was smadr, we would think that you know why the chachamim were matir, the kfanim, is maybe because it wasn't hoisif masayim. After he planted the zroim, it didn't grow anymore, and therefore it was mutir. And since the reason was because of Ein Adam Oyser Dover Shein Shaloi, in order to stress that point, the Gemara mentioned this happened when it was still smadr. The Mela, after he planted his Zroim, the Kfanim grew. So it was Moisif Masayim. And nevertheless, the Chachamim were matter the Kfanim. And the reason was because since it wasn't his Kfanim, and Ein Adam Oyser Dover Shein Shaloi, a person cannot ask for something which is not his, and that is the reason the Chachamim were matter the Kfanim. Concerning the Kal V'chomer that the Gemara made before, that Ma Hamefagel ein mispagel, habol lefagel v'loy pigel ein yedin shelo yispagel, which means that mazav the thing which is mefagel, and that refers to the kvosim, that since they are mefagel the lechem, nevertheless they themselves are not mispagel, they don't become pigel. So certainly the lechem which is trying to be mefagel the kvosim, or the case of the toido, and it doesn't succeed, so certainly it shouldn't become pigel itself. And then the Gemara makes the same kavachayim concerning the zroim and the kfanim. The matter of the kfanim that make the zroim osir, nevertheless they themselves don't become osir. Certainly the zroim who try to make the kfanim osir and can't, certainly they shouldn't become osir themselves. But that's the kasha that here in the Gemara it seems like this kavachayim is a good kavachayim. The Gemara doesn't say it's not a good kavachayim. Concerning the case of the zroim, the Gemara says there the reason we don't say the kavachayim is because it is only the rabbanon. The rabbanon have a right to counsel whenever they want. But otherwise, this Kal V'Chomer is a good Kal V'Chomer. But we see that in the Gemara in Makkos, it seems like the Gemara wants to say the same kind of Kal V'Chomer, and there the Gemara says we can't say it. There was the case when two witnesses come and say, we testify that a certain Kohen is really a Cholol, is really a son of a divorcee, his father who was a Kohen, married a Grusha, and this is the child, so really he is a Cholol. And later, they are Muslim, we are Mazim, these two witnesses, and the Din by Hazami is that if you're mazin the two witnesses, so normally the din is vasisim loika shazomim lachet lochit. You have to do to them what they wanted to do to their brother, which means whatever they wanted to cause to the person they testified on happened to them. Now in this case, you would imagine that if, for instance, they were koyanim, so they wanted to make that person into a ben grusha ben chalutza chalol, so they become chalolim. So the din is that we don't say it, but they get malchus. So the Gemara there says, and we say a kal v'chomer. A Kohen who is Mechalel others. For instance, a Kohen marries a Grusha, so he makes his child a Cholol. Nevertheless, he himself is not a Cholol, because the din is that even though he married a Grusha, so while he's married to her, Itaki can't do Davide. But nevertheless, he doesn't become a Cholol. Therefore, if he divorces her, he then again can do Davide. So he himself doesn't become a Cholol. So certainly, Bo Lechalel V'loi Chilul, and the din should lay his Cholol. So a person, the Eidim Zainanim, who came to be mechalel somebody else, and they didn't manage to be mechalel, so certainly they don't become chalolim. So the Gemara says that this is the Kal V'Chomer we could say. But then the Gemara says, if we're going to say this Kal V'Chomer, then we battle the whole din of Eidim Zayinim, because we can make a Kal V'Chomer like this. The din by Eidim Zayinim is that when do we do to them what they want to do to the other person? Only if they testify, and Bezdin gave a Gemar din, Bezdin Paskin gave out the verdict based on their testimony that a certain thing should be done to that person, but it wasn't done yet. If it was done already, for instance, if they testified a person is chayiv skila, and then Bezdin gave out a verdict and he's chayiv skila, and they actually killed that person, then the thing is, we don't kill the agents of Eidim. It's only if that person didn't get killed yet, then we would kill the agents of Eidim. So the Gemara says, we should make this Kal V'Chomer and say, that madoch, if they killed that person, they caused that person to get killed. Nevertheless, they don't get killed. So if they just wanted to kill the person and that didn't succeed, certainly they shouldn't get killed. But the Gemara says, if we're going to use this logic, then the whole din of Eidim Zaymimim, that you do to them what they wanted to do to somebody else, will not exist. And therefore, we don't say that Kal V'Chomer. So it comes out that we don't use this logic, while here in the Gemara, it seems like we do use this logic. And one of the answers that Tosfos gives is that there is different, because there, if we will use this logic, the whole din of Eidim Zaymimim will be bottled. While here, we are able to use this logic. And